Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. And glad you're here. My pleasure to be with you. We got somebody very exciting to be back on the show with us. Jim Ostroff is here. He's one of the great editors at the Kiplinger, Washington Editors. They're the folks who produced the Kiplinger Letter, which has just had its 87th anniversary. And it's one of the great American family business success stories. Jim Ostroff, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim, and good morning, everyone.
It's good to have you back, Jim.
Thank you.
The letter this week is all about the idea of 2011 being the year of gridlock. And I'll tell you, Jim, as a small business owner with a few battle scars on him and a few different political scenarios in Washington in my business career, I don't have a problem with gridlock. I actually think, in fact, I always felt like my business was better when there was gridlock. What do you think?
Well, I we can't take sides on better or worse, but the thing is that, you know, gridlock, whatever you call it, you know, but we will face a situation very likely, probably for 2 years or so, where, you know, things will get done, of course. Things will get done in Congress, but many things will not, important things will not. And it's just, you know, the fact that likely the Republicans control the House. Likely the Democrats will hold the Senate, but
right,
by barely clinging there. And that makes for a mix where, you know, there'll be a lot of...
But that's a scenario where whenever you've got that kind of a scenario, regardless of who has the White House and who has, you know, the other
right,
one,
right.
That's a scenario that causes our government to be more thoughtful, to stop and pause, to take into consideration more than one side of the ideological spectrum. And, you know, we've seen that it wasn't great when it happened when the Republicans had everything. There were some issues there that we're still paying for. We've seen now what happens when the Democrats have full control. There are issues there. And so, you know, it seems like, you know, a lot of people are hearkening this time as we're coming into, Jim. They're hearkening it back to the Clinton administration after 94. And they're saying that they think President Obama will, you know, they're wondering, will he tack to the center the way Clinton did? And that's one of the big debates right now, isn't it?
Well, it is. And, of course, I think the key players are different. I mean, before you had Clinton, Newt Gingrich. Right now, there's Obama and, at least right now, Pelosi. Now, if the Republicans win the House, you have most likely John Boehner as Speaker. But it depends on the chemistry. It depends on what they want to do, if they're able to do it.
But it still, Jim, it still comes down to whether Barack Obama can move to the center, like Clinton did. And my opinion is that he cannot, because he's not anything like Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was a Southern Democrat. And Bill Clinton came up at a time when, if you wanted to get elected to office in the South, you had to be a Democrat. You could not be a Republican, especially not to any big office like a governor. And so he grew up with ideology not all that much different from Republicans, but in a Democrat clothing. So it wasn't that big of a stretch for him to move to the center. Barack Obama is not of that ideological ilk.
That's my
opinion.
Yeah, that's your opinion.
Yeah.
But they do come from very different backgrounds.
Yeah. So I think that's one of the issues that's going on. And so that's the reason why I think 2011 is going to be a year of gridlock, as you predicted. But I think it's going to be a different kind of gridlock, a different kind of, when you said earlier they're going to get some things done, I think it will be different. It'll be a different kind of a scenario. It won't look anything like, I think, the 94 situation. And especially if they only get the House, if the Republicans only get the House. And, correct, of course, there's no guarantee of that. Jim, the website is Kiplinger.com.
Right.
And that's where the folks can find out about the Kiplinger Letter, which is the one we work off of, the weekly flagship. They got two biweeklies, the Tax Letter and the Agricultural Letter. They got a magazine, Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine, right, Jim?
Yes, we do.
What about that phone number?
There's a toll-free number, which is 800-544-0155.
And Kiplinger.com is the website. Quick break. We come back. We're going to talk about some of the things specifically that Kiplinger reported on today. This week, I should say, about gridlock in 2011. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.